Okay, wow. Okay. So from being a 5-year-old interested in dinosaurs and all the other stuff to now, I have so many questions. Let's go
Please.
one by one. So you mentioned your master's thesis was about quantum batteries. So how, what, is this like a theoretical concept, or does it actually exist? So can I run my car, or can I charge my phone? Or can I have a quantum battery in my phone? And will that be better than the current, like probably lithium battery that I have in my phone? Just I have no idea about the quantum world. My expertise lies in 2D materials and the basics of it, fabrication and like clean and all of that. So the quantum world, I know a little bit, but I want to learn from the expert here. So quantum batteries, what is that, like imagination, or is that a theoretical, or is that a practical thing?
So in principle, the theoretical models that we have, they're representative of actual physical systems that you
Okay.
can develop in the lab, like things like maybe you can envision a quantum dot or electron, something that has different energy levels that you can manipulate and store energy in. Now, do they exist right now? Are they being developed in the lab? To be honest, I'm not sure if they actually are being developed in the lab, but I think one of the biggest issues with quantum batteries or just quantum technologies in general is that you really have to have a lot of control over them. Right now, they kind of work best at cryogenic temperatures, where temperature fluctuations can't spoil the quantumness of them, which is what we want to exploit, which gives them maybe potentially, in some cases, advantages over a normal battery or a normal computer. So, will it be in your phone tomorrow? Probably not, because your phone, it's hot in your pocket. When you put your phone underneath your pillow, it's hot. When you drop your phone, that's just going to spoil the quantum state.
Right.
So,
Abstract submission for the 6th NanoScientific Forum Europe 2023 is now open. Join this European SPM meeting and be part of exciting talks from the nano research field, practical hands-on sessions, and a thrilling social program in Barcelona's Flair, hosted by ICFO, Barcelona, Spain. See you in Barcelona in September 2023. We hope you enjoyed this snippet. Check out the full episode by following the link in the show notes. A lot of work goes into creating every episode of Under the Microscope. We meticulously look for the best materials and nanoscientists from around the world to feature on Under the Microscope. So do leave us a review and share your favorite episodes with your favorite people. Thank you very much.